When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. I'm the long bearded guy, in case you couldn't tell from who's on screen and the size of my beard, but that's who I am. Thank you for being here today. We are going to talk about choice, not chance, determines our success. Choice, not chance, determines our success. And if you can't tell, I'm a little wound up. I'm a little bit excited. There's lots going on, and I want to get to it quick. So a couple things. Welcome to Red Fridays. Red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. They're willing to stand on a wall for us. I put my red tie on to make sure that I'm wearing something red on Fridays. But I'm also looking, they're willing to stand on the wall for us. They're willing to stand in the fray. I want to respect that. I want to make sure I show appreciation and gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. If you're a first responder or you're a military or you're, prison guard, you're some kind of in that field somehow, I appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for doing what you do. There's so much crap happening and going towards. I want to make sure we offset that by letting you know we appreciate you. Welcome to everybody that's here. I know there's people from all over the world listening and tuning in today. Thank you for being here. You can check us out. I'm very excited for you to find me on Apple TV and Google TV. And we're streaming right now live on Facebook. We're streaming on YouTube. We're streaming on InspiredChoicesNetwork.tv. And of course, you can get us on Inspired Choices Network, the app, which is in all of the places you would look for your apps. Download. It's free download. Download that and jump in. Share it with your friends. Find my happy beard in there. Watch all the other people. There's a bunch of really, really, really good people, really good hosts on this network. There's some really, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Plug into it. You want resources? Plug into it. It doesn't cost you a thing. Choice, not chance, determines your success. Choose to plug into the free stuff. Stop bitching about, hey, I don't have enough, or I can't find, or I don't have enough. You know what? Choose. Go get it. If you can't tell, I'm a little fired up about this today because I'm a choice guy. We have the power to do stuff, and we just abdicate the power. Stop that. I'm preaching to myself. My producer today will tell you, you know what? She tells me all the time. Are you ever listen to the shit you're pumping out? Do you listen to the stuff you're saying to other people? I do. I'm talking to me as much as I am to you today. If you don't know who, by the way, so yeah, I'm wearing my own stuff, right? Long bearded guy. You want to plug in? Plug in. Longbeardedguy@gmail.com. Plug in. Ask questions. Engage. We've got an abundance, an ignorant. Blessing, embarrassment of riches when it comes to my reach. Hundreds of millions, more than half a billion. We're huge reach. But that's wonderful. I want engagement. Reach out to me. Connect. That's how we grow. That's how I grow, but that's how I connect with all of you. So please reach out. Red Friday, long bearded guy. And then underneath that, my t-shirt, I don't know if you can read that or not, but it says, be still and know. That's a Papa thing, but be still and know doesn't, that's, it's a verb, not a noun. It doesn't mean we don't do. We still have to do. The road to hell's paved with good intention, they say. It's not the good intention that's the problem. The problem is we didn't do anything with it. Don't just have the intention, act, do, move. Intelligently move. Plug into the things you need to plug into. Anyway, we're talking choice today. If you haven't figured that out yet, I deeply appreciate you being here. And you know what? You might want to write some stuff down. If you've got a journal, you got a pen, something to write something down. Take some notes. Even with good notes, we only retain about 10% of what we hear. You're going to hear some stuff you're going to want to write down. So grab it. You got 30 seconds. Grab yourself something to write with in a journal. I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet. And I want to do that by raising their emotional quotient. Because once they do that, everything gets better. The relationships get better. They have a better understanding of themselves. They have a better understanding of the people around them. They start to respond instead of react to people that are around them because they understand who they're being. I am the founder and CEO at Jewel International. I'm a legacy and resiliency strategist. I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm a keynote speaker, international keynote speaker all over the place. Next week, Fort Lauderdale next weekend with the Mud Conference with Men Under Divine Dominion with Dr. Oliver Reed. Incredible, incredible. Last year was amazing. I'm an elite performance catalyst, champion performance catalyst for a finalist pro basketball team locally, and I teach the seven levels of emotional intelligence for men. I'm trying to equip us to understand there's things we can do to deal with the emotion, to deal with the stuff that happens to us every day that we don't know what to do with. Passionately, passionately, passionately. We're going to talk about that, a couple of things with stuff today. Excited to have you. By the way, like, love, share, subscribe. Do all the regular things. Ring the bell for all so you don't miss anything. Not just mine, not anybody's. It helps with our algorithms, helps pay for the show. And thank you. I really, really appreciate when you do that. So please plug in. Please, please plug in. I lost a good friend, childhood friend, gave his soul back to Papa, did the suicide thing a few weeks ago. And I've had contact with him every day for more than 18 months. But what it punched me in the throat because I'm like, come on, I gotta find a way to do this more. I need a stronger voice. I need a louder voice. I need people to plug in. I'm passionate about my mission. Change the life of every man. I'm passionate about that. If you can't hear that in my voice, and if you listen to my shows or watch any of my stuff, you'll find out very quickly. But it's about choice. It's not chance. It's not just whatever's going to happen. I stop saying, have a nice day. Why? Because it's not make the best of whatever happens. Go make it happen. Papa gifted us the ability to do that. But it's a choice. I asked my wife, did I fail my friend? And she said, no. That's a choice he made. At the end of the day, my point is, I need to be able to give guys choice. What's the choice? What are the other options? They're choosing that permanent solution to a temporary problem because they don't know what the choices are. They don't know where to find them. I'm here to give them to you. Please reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out. The first piece of this I want to talk about just real quickly, and we're going to riff. I've got only a few little bits of notes today because I was fired up, and I'm like, you know what? I need to just talk from my heart today, and if that's okay, and if it's not, I'm going to do it anyway. So please hear me out. Hear my heart. I'm not angry. I'm not frustrated. I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. I care, and if you haven't heard today, I love you. I care. Big hugs. Big hugs. You matter. I want to see you and hear you. You're worthy and you matter just the way you are. Live for something or die for nothing. It's a line from a movie, but live for something. Make the choice. Make the choice to do something. Don't just let it happen around you. People die for nothing all the time. You hear people say, oh, you only live once, make the most of it. That's bullshit. Part of my friend, that it's bullshit. That's not true. We die once, but we can choose to live every day if we want to. But we have to want to. We have to put it out there. We have to choose to do it. Is it easy? No. Is it messy? Yes. Should we do it anyway? Absolutely, because it's worth it in the end. I'll guarantee you it's absolutely worth it. Why? Because of our quality of life increases tremendously. Tremendously goes up whenever we turn stuff, because what matters to us, what matters turns to matter. Now say it again. What matters to us turns to matter. What does that mean? The things ethereally we think in our head that matter to us, we're turning into reality in our life. It's turning into matter. It's turning into real life, tangible stuff. What matters to us turns into matter. Don't wish more than you work for it. Stop wishing. Oh, man. Again, it's an action. Rest is an action, not a it's a verb, not a noun. Don't wish. Oh, I wish. Do you write it down? No. Did it have a date? No. You know what? We talked about SMART goals, and I don't define SMART the way most people do, because I think realistic is BS. Attainable. I don't care if it's attainable. That doesn't inspire me. I want audacious. I want written. I still want the other pieces. But don't wish. If you haven't written it down with a date, it's a wish. It's a dream. It's not a goal. It's not a mission. If you haven't guessed that already, my mission is to get the message out. And I'm passionate about it. The fire burns in my belly to be louder and to get it out there, to have more people engage. Why? Because it's changing lives. It's saving lives. You want to help me with that? Let me know. Reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. You can help me with that. But don't wish more than you're going to willing to work for it. That's not fair. That's not fair. Everybody seems to want the prize without the process. We want the prize. We want the result, but we don't want to do the process. We need to embrace the process. Love the process. It is a destination important? Absolutely. But who I become in the process of getting to that destination is also important. You hear me talk about awareness, legacy. What am I leaving behind? Well, legacy is just what we've poured into people. You hear me say that all the time. But we're doing that every day. Are you aware of that? Are you aware that you're pouring legacy into the people that you meet today? In every way, grocery store, at the bank, on a virtual coffee, in a meeting, whatever, you're leaving legacy in those people, folks. You're leaving a piece of you with them. I'm challenging, what are you leaving in them? Is it positive? Is it negative? Is that uplifting or is it bashing? Is it bringing them down? You want to be a leader? Leaders lift people up, not push them down. Embrace the process. We're going to talk deeper about that in the next segment, but embrace it. It's important. We need to do that. It's not push it out. And like I say, is it difficult? Yes. That's why less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development. It's hard. It's going to hurt. It's going to be messy. People are going to leave your life. I'll guarantee you it's worth it. You got the guts. You have the courage to step into that empowerment and push. The interesting statistic, less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development. The other statistic that goes with that is that less than half of 1% of that 3% actually does anything with the information. Less than a half of 1% of the 3% actually do anything with the information they've learned. And we wonder why the world's in the state it's in. We wonder why we have polarization. We wonder why we have hate rampant. We need to get back to leading with love. We need to get back to understanding who people are. Agree to disagree and continue to be friends. Agree to disagree and move forward. No one's going to have the same opinion. You're going to have groups of people that think the same way. But not everybody's going to think like you. And that's okay. It would be a boring world if everybody did. A boring, boring world. Have your opinions. Voice your opinions. Have the conversation. Part of the reason there's a trouble at the moment is people can't just come together and talk. We want to fight. And we have this weird thing in the Western world, but for me to be right, you have to be wrong, or vice versa. Maybe we're both wrong. Maybe we're both right. The point is everybody's entitled to their opinion. Not to their own facts, but to their own opinion. Agree to disagree. Lead with love. Choose to lead with love. Choice, not chance, determines our success. We're choosing it. If you're not where you want to be, you know what? That's your choice. And you may not like to hear that, and I'll piss people off, but you are where you are. I am where I am. I have the health problems I've got. Not for anybody else's fault. My fault. 100% extreme ownership. It's my fault. That's not on anybody else. Not on anybody else. That's on me. Own it and move forward. Make a different choice. You want to change your life? Make different choices. That's on you. Don't stop the BS. Stop telling me it's your ex or it's your boss or it's this person or that person, your parent. Stop. Stop, 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 stop. Nothing to do with them. You're over 21. You know what? It's not on them. It's on you. And you may not like that, but that's the reality of it. It doesn't change what is. And that's why I'm saying I'm here. I'm not here to polish your trophies. I will pick you up and dust you off and pat you on the back and tell you how amazing you are. But at the end of the day, I'm going to kick your ass until you look, rattle your cage, shake your chain. Come on, let's go. You want to stay where you are? Congratulations. Be what you are, and that's great. But if you want to move forward in any way, shape, or form, you got to do something different. You have to do something different than you're doing now. Different choices. Different choices. Different decisions. You may not like the other choices. You may not might like the options, but you know what? You're going to stop bitching and whining and complaining that your life isn't what you want it to be because of this person or that person. It's that way because of you. My life is this way because of me. Make different choices. It's not chance. It's not just, oh, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It is what it is. Crap. Crap. Stop buying into that lie. It's a lie. Choose to have your life the way you want it to be and then go get it. Work at it. Work hard for it. Make it happen. Papa wants us to do that. If you know me well enough, you know I talk God as Papa. I call God Papa because of my relationship with him. But he wants us to do that. He wants us to be abundant in a positive way. Abundance everywhere. Abundance of good things in every part of our life. I guess stop and breathe. I have to take, and don't forget as we go, I have to take a break here. I'm a little late. I apologize to my producer. I have to do a quick shout out for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up your free strategy session and your virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. You can reach him at the entrepreneur, www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Do that today. It's an amazing, if you're not doing some kind of a morning and evening routine, but you know what? On a Connected Leaders Academy, they're incredible human beings. 18, 19 countries around the world, almost 500 members in that group, and they're ridiculously high level entrepreneurs. So plug into that. Reach out to Jose Escobar today. As we go to a break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Stop and let it percolate in you. Ground yourself. Pause and breathe. We may have some exciting information about that coming up next month, but pause and breathe as we go to a break. I'm going to do the same. Try and catch my breath. Pause and breathe. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about choice, not chance, determines our success. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to us. We need to own that. It's up to us. Oh, Gord, I can't. That's not what, you know what? It's a lie you're telling yourself. And if that's okay with you and you're okay where you are, then great. You know what? You probably don't need to listen anymore. You probably won't, because you won't be, you'll not want to hear what's going on, because I'm going to challenge and push. I want to talk a little bit about loving the process, because it's not just the prize. It's who I am learning to be aware of who I really truly am. We see it as personal development. We see it as growth. We see it as what we perceive to be growth. And I don't think that's the case. I think it's us peeling off the layers of, like an onion. We're peeling off the layers of what we're not. When we look in the mirror, we're seeing something that's not who we are. We're not humans having a spiritual experience. We're spirits having a human experience. Stop getting head faked with what you're seeing. It's not just the prize. I want to learn to be aware. I'm peeling the layers off. I can't become, and that's the mug conference next weekend. Dr. Oliver said to me, who are you already? That's only you can answer that. Only you can answer that. But who are you being? Who are you being? And then to be aware of that, peel the layers off. Peel the layers off. Who you to become, it will reveal who you truly, really are. But that takes process. That takes a desire to want to move forward. If you don't want to move forward, okay. Choice, not chance. How did these people get wealthy? How do these people become successful? Oh, you know what? They born with a silver spoon in their mouth, or you know what? They got a leg up, or they were born on second or third base. You know what? Did we wake up this morning? That's the leg up we need. What do you mean, Gord? That's the leg up we need. People, oh, that's nothing. It's nothing. Really? Because more than 100,000 people didn't wake up this morning. Average more than six figures every day don't wake up. It's a gift. What are we doing with it? Embrace the process. Go get. It's live to hunt. Live to hunt. Lions have a specific, they're not the, I've talked about this before. Lions are not the biggest in the jungle, right? There are elephants. There's lots of other animals that are bigger than the lion. Are they the fastest? Nope. That would be the cheetah. Are they smartest? Nope. That's probably an eagle. Then what makes them the king of the jungle? What makes them king of the jungle? Why do they say that about a lion? It's mindset. It's how they choose to think. When a lion sees an elephant, the lion thinks, oh, look, lunch. And what does the elephant think? I got to get the heck out of here. Or I'm going to be somebody's lunch. I got to run. Completely different mindset. Completely different mindset. But if we want to embrace the process, if we want to grow with intention, grow, don't just organically let it happen. We want intention. Drive it forward. You can control that. Papa gifted us that ability. We're the only living thing that can. I want you to think about this. If I plant an acorn and it pops out of the ground, this little shoot, right? And it looks around and sees a willow tree. Oh, I love willow tree. Look at it. It's beautiful. When I grow up, I'm going to be a willow tree. Can it do that? Nope. Why? It's an acorn. It's going to be an oak tree. It can't change that. I was doing a virtual coffee with a lady. She just bought a Labradoodle puppy, and it was just cuteness overload. She's patting this beautiful, beautiful golden little puppy. And I said to her, if you take that Labradoodle puppy to a dog park and it sees a German Shepherd, full-grown adult, and in its brain it's thinking, oh, look at that. He is magnificent. Look at him. When I grow up, I'm going to be a German Shepherd. Can he do that? And she laughed. She goes, no, he's going to be an adult Labradoodle. I'm like, yeah, humans are the only living thing that can reinvent itself every second of every day if we want to. Let that sink in. Because in the last few weeks, I've been told over and over and over, Gord, most people don't even realize it's an option. Most people don't even realize they can. That there are other options, that they can make choices. Gord, I can't make that choice. I can't change my job. I have responsibilities. I have people accounting me. I've got, yeah. I'm like, no problem. I didn't say quit before you had another job. That's irresponsible. You have responsibilities. But go find something that works for you. Create it if you have to. At least you bank on you. It's a choice, not a chance. It's not chance that determines our success. It's not, oh, I just fumbled into it. That's not what happens. It's so not. You hear people say, and I forget who said that, but they want, you know what? The harder I work, the luckier I get. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Why? Because you're putting in the time and the effort. This is not easy. Personal development intentionally is not easy. But if we embrace that process, it's rewarding. We have a way better quality of life, way better. And the impact that we're leaving on other people is way more positive, way more positive. It's not just the prize. I need to learn to be aware of who I really, truly am. And if you don't know who you really, truly are, reach out to me. I have programs I can plug you into. I've got one-on-ones I can do with you. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out. Oh, Gord, I think I've got it. Really? Did you use the best mind that you know and have to get to where you are today? I've never had anybody say no. Everybody always says, yeah. Okay. So if you're not where you are, that's the next question. Are you where you want to be? Well, no. Great. Then you need to do, you need to do something different than what you're doing now. Reach out to me. I've helped business people go from 50K a year to more than 500,000 in less than 6 months. I've helped people. I've helped pro athletes. I've helped elite entrepreneurial men and women. Reach out, choose, and then do something with it. Don't just have a good intention. Do something with it. Live to hunt. It's about getting the prize for sure, but a lion lives to hunt. It gets whatever lunch is going to be, and then it keeps hunting. It sits for a second, lets that settle, and then it keeps hunting. Live to hunt. Get up and go. Go. It's not about how you feel. Go. We feel good. We feel bad. Great. But that's going to stop us. Did you make the commitment? Yes. Great. Then get off your butt and go. You want something different? Make a different choice. Choose what your success is going to be. Stop bitching and whining and complaining and pointing arrows at everybody else. It's our choice. It's not chance determining our success. We're going to talk about that some more. I have to take another break. Time goes so quick. We're going to talk about something in the next piece. Don't go anywhere because this is going to be good. Another shout out for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. And it is. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And you've heard me say it before. You've heard me say this before, but if you're not doing some kind of a morning and evening routine, you're not maximizing your day. That's just the reality of it. You need to maximize your day. If you want to move forward, you got to maximize it. You got to set up your evening. You got to set up the next day before you go to bed. So when you wake up in the morning and your morning routine kicks off the day, but you know exactly through that piece what you're doing today because you set it up yesterday. Life is going to send us life, right? Stuff is going to pull us in directions and whatever, but we're going to block ourselves out and we're going to have a really good idea what's happening today. We're going to make it a great day. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about choice, not chance, determining our success. And you're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Good afternoon. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the long bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about it being your choice, not chance, that determines your success. Choice, not chance. It's not a willy-nilly, hey, you know what? Oh, look how lucky I am. No, it's not. That's not true. The people that are successful didn't get there by chance. Oh, Gordon, but some of them. No. Stop. Are there varying degrees of success. What's success mean to you? How do you define success? Because that's important. If you don't know, how the heck do you know you're not being successful already? Right? Maybe you're being the success that you want it to be. Have you stopped and thought about it for a second? Do you know? How do you define success? Write it down. Look at it all the time. So we're talking about choice, not chance, determining our success. We've talked about living for something so we're not dying for nothing. We've talked about loving the process, engage that, hold on to it, embrace it. Don't push back on it, embrace it. There's a native saying that says, they tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a seed. That was really impactful for me. They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a seed. A seed needs what to grow? Dirt. All right? Nutrition, dirt, water, sun. But you got to bury it first. Is that hard? Yeah. Is that dirty? Yeah. Messy? Yes, absolutely. the challenges we have in our life are the dirt that hold the nutrients we need to grow. The challenges we have hold, that's the dirt that hold the nutrients we need to grow. Embrace those challenges. Embrace that process. Choose where you want to go. Choose the direction. Choose the life you want. And then go get it. Live for the hunt. Go make it happen. Lion. There's this book I read recently. It's very cute. Rhinoceros Success, The Secret to Charging Full Speed Towards Every Opportunity by Scott Alexander. It's only 100 pages. It took me like an hour to read. And it's a hilarious book. But he talks about rhino. There's a reason they have 2-inch thick skin and a big horn, because they keep slamming into stuff. What gets in their way? Nothing. Anything that gets in their way gets obliterated, literally. They're hunting. Be a rhino. Be a lion. Live for the hunt. Push. Challenge you. You're not entitled to anything. My note says, I'm not entitled to shit. I am not entitled to anything. We have a whole generations of people that think they're entitled, that act entitled. We're not entitled to anything. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised later today. We're in the moment right now. Are you living right here? Are you giving the gift to yourself even of being present? It's present. I'm not entitled to anything. I only get what I hustle, work, strive, and fight for. That's what I get. Are there people along the way that will help and support and encourage that? For sure. Absolutely. I got some incredible people in my life that do that every day. They keep me going. And I tell them that all the time. I love you. I care. Thank you so much. Full of gratitude. Full of gratitude. We're not islands, folks. We're not islands, but we have to go get. Lions run in a pride. Right? There's a group of them. They're not by themselves. They need the other lions, lioness, lions, cub. They need the pride to grow and to strive and to get bigger. They need the other people. They need the other lions. You need other lions. You need people around you. But fight with passion. Hunt with passion. You really care? Go get it. If you're not, it doesn't fire you up and give you a fire in your belly and get you all excited, it's not worth it. Unless it's a hell yeah, it's no. It doesn't mean there's bad opportunities, that we have to give up sometimes something good to get great. But can I? Don't let good become the enemy of great. We need to keep pushing. Not every opportunity. It could be a great opportunity. It could be a good opportunity, but not every opportunity is for us. The more things we say yes to, the more things we're saying no to, because we don't have the time. We don't have the energy. Be careful what you say yes to. Is it in alignment with who you're being? But fight with a passion. If it doesn't light you up, stop. What are you doing it for? Why? Especially if you don't know what your definition of success is. How the heck do you know you're going in the right direction? I joke with people that are, Gordon, where are you going? I don't know, but I'm making good time. It's like we have no idea where we're going. We need to pay attention, have a plan. Where are we going? Where do we want to go? Where do you want to go? Be committed beyond your circumstance. Now say that again. Be committed beyond your circumstance. But you have to be able to do, the only way that happens if you have a goal, if you have a mission, if you have a vision for your life, that's the only way that happens. Be committed beyond your circumstance. Am I where I want to be? No, not yet. But am I getting there? Yes. Are there challenges? Absolutely. But I'm pushing. I'm living in that space and I'm pushing. And I'm pushing. And you know what? From one side, is it push or is it attract? And I think a lot of time, again, it could be semantics, but a lot of times it's the way my brain thinks. I'm going to hunt, anticipating, not expecting, but anticipating. I'm going to keep doing it till I get there. I'm going to keep hunting until I get what I want. A lion keeps hunting until it gets its lunch or its supper or its breakfast or whatever it is. It keeps hunting until it gets there. Could it pass up something that's smaller that could be good? It's a snack, but they'll pass that up to be able to go to the next level. I want something bigger. I need like lunch or supper. I need a dinner. Excuse me. Be committed beyond the circumstances. Receive it. Thank you, Christine. Receive it. One of the power sentences I'm I've got a book coming with my wife called The Five Sentences. Believe and receive. Ask, believe, and receive. How is it going to happen? I have no idea, but I have a passion for it, and I'm committed to that beyond what my circumstance today is. Am I living where I want to be right this second? No. Am I ready to receive? Yes. Am I open to receive? Yes. If you're talking to me, if you're listening to this, let me know. Hey, Gord, I'm here. Put receive in the chat. I'm ready to receive. Put receive in the chat. Let me know. Hey, you know. What, Gord? And it becomes part of who we are. Step in, grab it. Go. Step into it. Receive what's there for you. Papa has amazing things for all of us. But we have to be ready to receive that. We have to make the choice to receive that. It's not chance. It's not luck. Oh, I just stumbled. No. It's our choice. We've put ourselves in that space. And you know what? If you need help with any of those things, reach out. You want to engage? I want engagement. I want you to reach out, ask questions. You want a copy of the Five Senses of Empowerment? Put it in the chat. Reach out to me. Email me. Gord, can you send me an autographed copy of that book when it comes out? You want to pre-order it? Knock yourself out. The point is engage. If you want to help me save lives, you want to help me get this message out and broadcast and continue to broadcast and continue to make that a huge, big thing. I need to get it out. I want the message out. There's guys choosing suicide over anything else because they don't want the judgment that comes. They have to know there's other options. There are other options, but they're not aware. They don't know that there are. Help me save people. Help me get this message out. A bunch of different ways to support. Please reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out if you need more of this, a deeper dive into this. I've got Box Inside Out. I've got a bunch of other things you can plug into. I want to help. You want me to come and talk to your group or to your boys group or to your church or to your young people's or to your association? Reach out. I reach out all. I talk all over the place. Internationally, I'm talking. I'm sharing keynote speaker all over the place. I'm sharing this message everywhere. I have to do more. I want to do more. Talking to me. Me as much as to you. I'm a rhino charm. I'm looking for people. I want to make sure they have the tools they need to move themselves forward to the next level or to multiple levels or to stay alive. I want to give them the passion, their belly, that fire that says, I want to be here. I've got a mission to get done. We have to make the choice to do that. It's not chance. It's not luck, folks. It's not luck. Don't go anywhere. I have to take another quick break as we finish up. I want to talk about some things just as we wrap, and I want to give you a call to action that's impactful. It was impactful for me. I'm hoping it's going to be impactful for you. I pray that it is. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Ground yourself. Let the information, let the stuff sit with you. Chew on it. If you, I think I'm full of shit, tell me, Gord, you're full of poop. If you embrace this and you and this is helpful for you, tell me, Gord, this is good. This is helpful to me. Please engage. Please engage. Don't forget to pause and breathe. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Just in case the beard doesn't give it away. I'm wearing his clothes and, you know, sitting in his chair. So I must be the long-bearded guy. Today we're talking about choice, not chance, determining our success. It's up to us. We have to go get it. Not just going to happen, but we want to live for something so we're not dying for nothing. We want to embrace and love the process. We're not entitled to anything. Literally, we're not entitled to anything. We'll only get what we hustle, work, strive, and fight for. Claw and fight for. That's what we're going to get. We do that with people around us that care and celebrate. Pom-pom people that are like, hey, you know what? There's room for everybody. There's room for all of us. It's not lack. There's lots. There's abundance. There's room for everybody. You want to get cheered on? Reach out to me. Gord, I got this going on. Yes. I say that all the time to people on whatever you call it, at Twitter or X, that go, hey, you know what? I'm 30 days sober, or I'm 30 days without a cigarette, or I'm, you know, 5 years without drinking or sober or clean. So, and I don't even know them. And I'm like, congratulations. That's awesome. Why? Because that's abundance. That's putting it out there. That's putting that positive spin out for people. I'm choosing to pour positive into them. Always, always fight with passion. Don't just let it happen. Make it happen. Make things happen for yourself. Go forward. We're supposed to be committed beyond your circumstance. Hey, have a vision. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm going. Am I where I want to be yet? No, but you know what? I'm on that journey. I'm on that path. I'm on that adventure. Want to come? You want to join me on this adventure? Reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Jump in. Water's amazing. Let's go. Is it easy? If you want easy, don't reach out to me, because this isn't easy. But step in and grab it and go. Grab life by the horns and hold on. Take it where you want it to be. People a lot of times are looking for affirmation. I need to be affirmed. Well, we don't need anybody's affirmation, first of all. Outside of Papa, we don't need any affirmation from anybody. But if you want an affirmation, I got an idea for you. This is a call to action this week. You want an affirmation? You're looking to be affirmed? Go into your bathroom or look in a mirror and say out loud to yourself, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I know I can, and I will. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Absolutely, I can. I'm supposed to. I know I can, and I'm going to. And I'm going to continue to. I'm not going to get off the path. I'm going to go get it. Let's get after it. Let's go. Come on. You want it? Go make it happen. Stop bellyaching about what is. Stop talking about, hey, you know what? I don't feel like it. It doesn't matter whether we feel like it or not. Did you make the commitment? Did you make the, and I'm not big on obligation. I don't want to feel obligated. But if I committed, this is what I'm going to do, then I better do it. Actually follow through and do it. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little bit of extra. Right now, the bar is so low, it's not hard to be extraordinary. But go get it. Go freaking get it. Fight. You want to push through other levels? Get it. Don't sit back and wait. It's not wait as a noun. It's wait as a verb. Move forward. Choose to do. My kids will say, hey, I know. I'm like, I know you know. I don't need you to know. I need you to do. Take action. Move yourself forward. It's not chance. It's choice that determines our success. You want to affirm some? You need an affirmation? Go to a mirror. Affirm you. It doesn't come from somebody else. It comes from you. Inspiration, motivation, right? I can't motivate someone. That has to come from inside them. I can inspire them, and I hope I'm inspiring you. I hope you feel that passion. I hope you feel that fire that's in my belly to help you. Reach out. You want help? Reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. You want to help me get the message out? TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Reach out. Plug in. Share this stuff with people. Share this podcast with people. Share the TV or radio, whatever it is, however you're listening, plugged in with me today. Share it with your people. Share it with the people that need to hear this. Come on, go. Don't wait. Life is too short. Go. Live for something so you're not dying for nothing. Next week, September 27th, same time, same place, same network, same happy beard, same passionate guy. I'll still be here. What the title? Show up. I dare you. I double dare you. Show up next Friday. Show up. Surround yourself with greatness and what you want to be. Surround yourself with it. If you hang out with a bunch of people that are millionaires, you're going to be the next millionaire. But be courageous. Be unapologetically you. You're the only person that can do that. Make it another great week. You have the power. Live out you abundantly with intention. I love you. Massive hugs. See you next week. And who are you being? Pay attention. It's your choice, not chance, that determines your success. I love you.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.